Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Tuen. It's the 7th of March today, and I've been following the discussion about offline and online friends, and I just wanted to record a few thoughts about that. It's been very interesting to hear what other people think about this subject. I think for me, there aren't really offline and online friends. Very much like what SM Twen said, and also Amani blog, people are people, and it's more about if they're friends and what they mean to me, rather than how I communicate with them. And I do wonder whether it's partly due to the fact that I've moved away from my hometown. I've moved countries, so I left a lot of people behind that I knew and that I hardly ever get to see now. So the only chance I have is to stay in touch with them via social media, email, that sort of thing. But also because then we moved within the UK, I left my job. So again, there were friends who I now hardly ever get to see. I can send them emails, but that's about it. But that's what I do to stay in touch. And also, interestingly, the people who live in the same town, I mean, the other school mums, technically, you'd think that I get to see them on a regular basis, because we all send our children to the same school. So technically, we should see each other twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon when we pick the kids up again. But in reality, very often we miss each other, or we haven't got time to chat because one's running off somewhere. So it's actually easier even for us to stay in touch via social media. So therefore, you don't have to then tell 50 other people, you know, those ones who ran the marathon last weekend. They've just stuck some pictures on Facebook so everybody knows. All the kids dressing up for World Book Day. Facebook is brilliant for that. But also the rest of the time, we call each other, we text, we email to catch up on what's going on and, you know, what's going on with the kids in school, etc. Sometimes we go and have a cup of tea together to catch up, which is always nice. But the rest of the time, we stay in touch the way that is most convenient for us. And some, you know, some people will be into emailing, some prefer a phone call, some are more into texting. So it really goes by what's best for people to stay in touch. I have, well, I suppose on Audioboo, there are people I've never met. Some of them live too far away, so I may never meet them. But I would still consider them friends, just because we talk on Audioboo doesn't mean that they're not. They're friends, and I think we know a lot about each other by doing Audioboos, and maybe that's one of the reasons that Audioboo is a little bit special in that way, because I've always found that when I've listened to someone on Audioboo and then I meet them in real life, they are exactly how they come across on Audioboo, which is not necessarily something that I find with other social media, anything or any written down communication, really. And maybe that's because there's so much missing, and it's more difficult, that kind of communication, because so many of the non-verbal clues just aren't there, no matter how many smileys you put. And also perhaps because, and again, this has been a discussion on here before, many people have admitted to only putting the upside of their lives on Twitter, Facebook. People have said, oh, when I post something on Twitter, I have to make sure it's funny or interesting. If I feel down, I don't share that, that sort of thing. So I think what one gets on social media is very often just a selection of somebody's life, just one aspect of it, just an abstract representation of it, the side that this person wants us to see. So maybe that's why I have often found that meeting someone who I've talked with online in just written communication, when I meet them in real life, they're actually different. And so therefore I can understand that that sometimes people would say, right, I need to go and talk to some real people. Because I think that I think we humans are actually quite social animals. And I think there was a last year or the year before, there was in the Channel 4 Black Mirror series, which is an excellent one, if sometimes very difficult to watch. There was one episode about a dystopian future where people were still in touch with other people, but only via screens. They all lived in a little cubicle that just had screens for walls, and they could see other people on the screen, but they would just only see them on the screen. And it was a very, very stark and very, very lonely. It was interesting. It felt lonely, even though there were people all around them. And I think this is probably what social media can feel like at times. Because I'm convinced that when we see someone in the flesh, it is different. Because there are all these non-verbal clues that we pick up on, and because we're used to using all our senses. So there are, if we can see someone, then we can, that communication is easier because of a smile or a frown. There is a touch on the arm, there's maybe smells. We're not even aware that we're picking up all these things subconsciously, but they all go into into our mind, and they all determine in our mind whether we like that person or not, and whether we get on with them. And people in here have been talking about hugs. It's well known that a hug releases a lot of endorphins, and you just can't do that online. So again, all those things that that make people feel happy, a smile, a hug, you need to have the person in front of you for that. Yes, I can understand that. And even with Audioboo, where it's all a lot more real, even there, I think sometimes it just gets a bit much just listening to people all day. So I can understand that, but then I also get that with real people at the end of a busy term. Sometimes I just want to go home and say, right, I don't want to see anyone now, I just want to spend some time on my own because it's been too busy. So I do understand that too. And as for what happens when somebody is not online, I do find that everything, we expect everything to be more immediate and more instant with social media these days. When somebody hasn't been in touch all day, there is very, very soon, oh, what's happened? What's going on with this person? Even though, you know, you think in the olden days when we weren't all, when we didn't all have a mobile phone and had instant access to someone, and we would have to find a phone box to call someone, there was none of that worrying going on. So I do wonder whether we've just become a little bit too impatient as well, just because someone hasn't posted anything on Twitter all day. But then again, as I think SM2N said, there is also the side that it's people are very easily forgotten, especially on Twitter. I get the impression if someone hasn't posted, that person hasn't posted for a while, and then they never post again, and then they're gone, and people forget. And I think that's also kind of a shame, to just, I don't know, it just feels to me, it feels like one doesn't then really care if people are so easily forgotten. But I'm running out of time, so thanks for listening.